This newsletter contains 7 pages, approximate reading time, 10 minutes. The Reading Light, Summer 2019 issue, read by Alex Brower. Reader's note. This recording contains the entire text of the print edition except for advertising and captions to photographs. End of reader's note. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Staff updates. Gloria Jimerson has officially moved from machine lending to large print direct. We are very excited to have her working with our large print patrons. Please contact her at 601-432-4047 or email her at gjimerson@mlc.lib.ms.us. We welcomed our newest employee, J.D. Burns, to our circulation department in May. J.D. enjoys a lot of different types of books. He'll read anything from historical nonfiction to poetry to horror, although he loves comic books. His favorite comic authors are Frank Miller, Jeff Loeb, and Mike Mignola. He's always going through back issues of Batman, Doctor Strange, or X-Men comics. Currently, he's reading through NYHC, New York Hardcore, 1980 to 1990. We are so happy to have him on our Talking Book Services team. Do you have more than one digital talking book machine? Is your unused machine taking up too much space? We can help you get that extra machine to someone who needs it. Please contact your reader's advisor at 800-446-0892 or 601-432-4151. We will send a postage-paid mailing box for you to mail back your unused machine. Book recommendations. The Secret Keeper by Kate Morton, DB075668. In 1960s England, teenager Laurel Nicholson witnessed her mother, Dorothy, stab a man to death. Decades later, Laurel, now a renowned actress, visits her senile 90-year-old mother and begins to search the matriarch's complicated past. Tears of the Heart by Lauren Payne, DB070446. 20-year-old Toby, falsely charged with stealing horses, spends 2 years in jail. Once released, Toby heads to New Mexico to work at Rancho Trinitria, where a deadly confrontation with a former prison guard threatens Toby's newfound liberty. Toby fights for his freedom with the help of friends. Uncommon Type, Some Stories by Tom Hanks, DB089526. 17 short stories written by the Oscar-winning actor. An immigrant arrives in NYC after escaping civil war at home. A bowler suddenly gains incredible skill and celebrity. A billionaire discovers romance while searching for acquisitions. Becoming by Michelle Obama, DB092627. A memoir by the former First Lady and first African-American in that role. Obama recounts her childhood in Chicago, her years balancing motherhood and her career as an executive, and her time in the White House. We're the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, DB092245. In late 1969, when Chase Andrews is found dead, the locals of Barkley Cove, North Carolina, immediately suspect Kaia Clark, the so-called Marsh Girl. But Kaia is not what they say. Sensitive and intelligent, she has survived for years alone in the marsh that she calls home. Helpful hints and reminders. Please do not write on the containers, cartridges, or the machines. All of our items are recycled and sent to other patrons after each use. Please help us conserve funds by not damaging our items with writings. In order to maintain an active status as a TBS patron, one must check out or download at least one item each calendar year. Maintaining an active status ensures that you receive this newsletter as well as other updates. When calling the Mississippi Library Commission, please identify yourself as a Talking Book Services patron. This will assist in expediting your calls to the appropriate department. Please retain the box the digital player arrives in. This box can be used to send the item back should you need a replacement or decide to discontinue service. Do not use tape on the box. The player can be mailed back to the library via the Free Matter for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Mail Program. The free shipping label is marked on the box. You do not need to send back the new patron packet or used headphones. They are both yours to keep. New bookshelf feature on digital players. The National Library Service has released a new software upgrade for our Talking Book players that will make it easier for users to go to the next book when there are multiple books on a cartridge. This update is included on multiple book cartridges and will install automatically when it is inserted into the player. The player will then tell you an update is in progress and will ask you to not remove the cartridge or to turn off your player. Once the update is complete, the machine will beep. Most of you have probably done this already. Once the player is updated, this makes it easier to move from one book to another. Play or fast forward until the end of a book, past the closing announcements, or until you hear end of book. Tap the green play stop button and the next book will play automatically. If 10 seconds go by without a button being pressed, the machine will repeat the prompt the next time you press the play stop button. Remember, you must play the book until the end of book announcement and it will go to the next book. You can still use the bookshelf feature as before to switch from book to book. If you have any questions or want to order more books on a cartridge, call us at 800-446-0892. Mary Rogers Beale goes to Washington. Talking Book Services Director Mary Rogers Beale recently returned from a whirlwind training trip to Washington, D.C. While there, she attended National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, orientation, a training hosted 3 times each year for network librarians from across the United States. NLS is a free Braille and Talking Book library service for people with temporary or permanent low vision, blindness, or a physical disability that prevents them from reading or holding the printed page. Through a national network of cooperating libraries, NLS circulates books and magazines in Braille or audio formats delivered by postage-free mail or instantly downloadable. Mary Rogers says that some of her favorite parts of the training were touring the NLS recording booth and experiencing the book recording process firsthand, learning more about Talking Book Player Repair, and the tour of the Library of Congress. Mary Rogers also loved hearing from the book and magazine production team. She said it was neat to hear all the different parts of the process of picking which books to order and record, and then how they go on and process the books in their catalog to share with the network libraries. Mary Rogers said that networking with other NLS staff was fun and informative, but that she was ready to get back to Mississippi to apply what she had learned for the patrons here. The Reading Light is written and edited by the staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Talking Book Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via MP3 audio on our website. Any mention of products and services in the Reading Light newsletter is for information purposes only and does not imply endorsement. Library service hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone, 601-432-4151 or 1-800-446-0892, toll-free. Fax, 601-432-4476. Email, talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website, http://mlc.lib.ms.us/tbs/. Web catalog, https://www.facebook.com/MS Library Commission. Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/Mississippi Library Commission/. End of the Reading Light, Summer 2019 issue, read by Alex Brower. Recorded in the Talking Book Studios of Friends of Handicapped Readers, Jackson, Mississippi, August 2019. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. If you experience any difficulty with this recording, please contact your cooperating library.